Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Again today, I have to talk about Colin Paepernick. Now, I don't pronounce his name Colin because that would be dignifying this man. I refer to him as Colin because it refers to a part of the body that more aptly describes what he has become nationally. And I refer to his thick neck as a paper neck because it describes the reduced blood flow, the reduced blood flowing to his brain. From Pat Tillman, what's beeping here? Something's beeping on my desk. Oh, an alarm clock went off. Thank you. I didn't even set the alarm clock. Anyway, guys, this is crazy. From Pat Tillman to Colin Paepernick in one administration, I can't stop the alarm clock. Talk about live radio. There it's off. I never set alarm clock. I'm a little dazed today because it's coming up to Labor Day weekend. And a little bit of me, maybe a big bit of me, is thinking about Labor Day weekend. I mean, it's the end of the summer. And we have this slimy creature, Colin Paepernick. They're holding him up as a hero for spitting on the American flag. And, of course, the left-wing goons who hate America anyway are holding him up as a hero. San Francisco cops demand apologies from the NFL and the 49ers for Paepernick's lack of sensitivity. They're 100% right. He put a target on the back of cops by insulting them, this piece of garbage. How dare he say that he's oppressed in the United States of America when this talentless slimeball makes over $100 million a year? Hey, Paepernick, how much would you make in Zaire? Do you think you'd be respected more in Uganda than you are in America, Paepernick? Why don't you go try one of those countries that you love so much? You know, the biggest part of this story is the U.S. Marine who lost both his legs in Afghanistan, who said he can't stand for the anthem either, but he did, by holding himself up by his hands on his wheelchair. That said it all. The Marine is the hero. Look at this. Look at this country we're living in as a result of this race-baiting hater in the White House. Look what this has come to. Not only this, that we've gone from Pat Tillman to Colin Paepernick in one administration. There's a story that got me so sick this morning, I didn't know if I could even put it on my website, but I did. And I'm going to michaelsavage.com. It's not up yet. I don't know why it's not up. I don't understand sometimes. I ask for things and it doesn't happen in time. Then I get mad. Then I get mad at myself for getting mad. But I can't control the whole world. There's a picture of an Asian doctor whose face was beaten almost beyond recognition by blacks in Venice, California. The man was a fine surgeon, is a fine surgeon. And he went to Venice for dinner. He got into his car to go home. And a black woman came pounding on his window screaming, "You hit my bike, you hit my bike, you hit my bike, give me $150. He didn't know what it was about because there was no bike. It's a quiet Asian doctor. He said, wait a minute, what bike? I don't see a bike. All of a sudden, the black guy jumps in the passenger seat and says, "Give her $150. Give her $150. He says, "You don't have to get angry." He says, the guy shows him a gun. He says, "It's okay, you don't have to get violent about this." The guy pistol whips him, where his face is a bloody mess. It's still not up on my website. Man walking, no, top surgeon ambushed, beaten, and left for dead in Venice Beach. It's on the Drudge Report. Okay? Can you believe what's going on in this country? It's becoming like South Africa. I mean, what in the world has to happen till you realize what this vermin in the White House has done to this country? What has to happen until you come to understand what will happen if that monstrous left-wing hag becomes president? So yeah, we can talk about Colin Paepernick. He has the right to do it, but fans also have the right to express themselves by burning his jersey and not going to the game. And advertisers have the right not to advertise on NFL shows or the 49ers. I talked about that yesterday. You know, it should have gotten more play. If it was anyone but me, it would be major news all over the media. You know why? Because they're all affected by it, but they're cowards and they're afraid to touch it. They're cowards and they're afraid to touch it. From Fox News to talk radio. How is it that major advertisers are not ashamed to advertise on the NFL or for the 49ers when you have a slimy man like this, an anti-American slime who affronts all Americans, and yet they will not advertise on talk radio that's considered too conservative or too controversial. Why is that not a story? The kind of blacklisting that's going on in this country right now by the four or five czars of advertising in this country who control everything in this country. You don't know anything about this. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I'm sick of it. It's gagging me. Okay, so I said that. But the big issue to the average listener out there is nothing. There is no big issue. The coolers are packed. The bedding is in the car. The cabin is awaiting them. I don't blame them. Who doesn't want to get away from this garbage? Everyone wants to get away from this filth and garbage in this country. What this guy has done, this thing in the White House, has trashed the United States of America. He turned us into a mini South Africa. There's a race war going on. Police are being killed like bowling pins. And all we got to hear about is that they're killing unarmed blacks. Liar, liar, liar. I'm sick of it. Am I the only one who can't take it anymore? You think I don't need a break from all of this nightmare? I do. So here we are. It's going on all around, right in front of our eyes. All right, so what I'll do for you is I'll read you some other headlines. Here is Bill Clinton, the great defender of minorities, suggesting that the economy of Detroit should be rebuilt, not with blacks. Hold it, African-Americans. All you lovers of Hillary Clinton, hold on, all you African-Americans who love Bill Clinton and hate me and hate Donald Trump. Hold on, African-American listeners. Your guy, Bill Clinton, suggested rebuilding Detroit with not black men, but with Syrian refugees. The top destinations for these Muslim Syrian refugees is Michigan and California. Your bum, illegal, criminal president brought in 10,000 of them against the will of Congress and against the will of the American people. 10,000 of them. And they're going to go, a lot of them, to Detroit, which is a magnet for Arab immigrants. Now, I got to ask you a question. Why would Bill Clinton suggest that they should rebuild Detroit with Syrian refugees as workers instead of out-of-work, unemployed people who live in Detroit? If you think I'm making this up, listen to clip number two. Here is Hillary Clinton's idea for helping minorities in America in clip 02.
Truth is, the big loser in this over the long run is going to be Syria. This is an enormous opportunity for Americans. Detroit has 10,000 empty, structurally sound houses. 10,000. And a lot of jobs to be had repairing those houses. But Detroit just came out of bankruptcy, and the mayor's trying to do an innovative sort of urban homesteading program there. But it just gives you an example of what could be done. And I think any of us who've ever had any personal experience with either Syrian Americans or Syrian refugees think it's a pretty good deal.
That's a very good deal for your friends in the contracting business. That's a very good deal for your friend at Chobani Yogurt, who needs cheap labor. Oh, yeah. It's all about cheap labor. That's all it's about. And, of course, what's ironic here is you're going to hear the chorus line of the so-called conservatives saying, well, don't you believe in the free market? Well, don't you think an employer has the right to cut wages to the lowest possible number? We don't believe in the minimum wage. I used to love hearing conservatives worth millions of dollars arguing against the minimum wage because they never worked for it. I did. I worked for 75 cents an hour, then a dollar an hour, then a dollar and a quarter an hour. I know what the minimum wage is. It's slave wages. And you'd hear these conservatives, these millionaires screaming, oh, we don't believe in a minimum wage. We believe in the free market. Yeah, well, then why aren't you on the side of Zuckerberg, who's bringing in cheap labor from India, if you believe in the free market? What, do you want more H-1B visas or fewer H-1B visas? It's all a crock of garbage. It's this way to the egress. It's whoever can make a quicker buck lying to the American people faster. That seems to be the heap. You know, the heap. Whoever can lie faster and quicker gets to the top of the heap faster. That's all. I don't care whether you define yourself as a liberal or a conservative. It's all about money at the end of the day. It's all about feathering your own nest. So here's the part that bothers me. Minorities think that Clinton is going to be good for them. when her own husband said, give the jobs in Detroit to immigrants from Syria, so-called refugees who never should have been brought here to begin with. They should have been forced to stay in their own country in a protected environment to rebuild their own country. Why is he saying they should rebuild Detroit? Aren't there unemployed people in Detroit? Yeah, well, there you go. No comment. No comment from the left. They don't hear it. It's just one giant propaganda show after another. Now, having said that, I want to read my newsletter about Paperneck. Oh, by the way, I have something special for you. If anyone's listening, I have no idea. It seems to me the entire country's on vacation or on medication. Something with IO. Either you're on vacation or medication, but you're like a dead silence. It's like the sound of silence coming back at me. No one's interested in anything right now. Nothing. They don't care. If half the country burned, they wouldn't care. As long as their tire didn't get burned. It's like riding on a highway, seeing people being pistol whipped, cars set on fire, people being beaten up, and you keep going. That's what's going on in this country under this thing in the White House. I have something special for you. You know, Trump has been on my show since 2011, earlier than anyone else in radio, so far as I know. Correct me if I am mistaken. I had him on in 2011, before he was even running. And what I did for you, I did something very special for you. I'm not running it today. Don't worry about it. I have a special 2011 Trump interview with me, Michael Savage, and you can get it for free and hear how specific Trump is on the issues, despite media lies. You can get it for nothing. It's a bonus MP3 free of charge. All you got to do is simply pre-order Scorched Earth at Amazon.com or your favorite store and email the receipt to ScorchedEarthBook@gmail.com. And you'll get this bonus MP3 interview with Donald Trump for free. Doesn't cost you anything. You're going to order the book anyway. I want you to pre-order the book. It's jumped up to number 3 in politics now, 2 weeks out. I need to make it number 1, and I want to do it to make a statement that we're all not rolling over for the gang ruining America. I want to make a statement that we're not rolling over to the gangster regime running America. Do you understand what I'm saying? The book is very clear. It's inflammatory. Its title is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. I could not be more clear if my name was Michael Savage. So that's the opening to the show. We're talking about Colin Paperneck. We're talking about the almost beating to death of a doctor in Venice Beach, California, an Asian doctor by black thugs. And I have to ask you, do Asian lives matter? Or they don't have any right to life? Do Asian lives matter? Why are they being targeted now? Why did they do this to this nice Asian doctor, this surgeon? One of the best of the best. What'd they do it to him for? Why? Because they thought he was defenseless and he had money. You could be tomorrow, including your liberals. You could be next. You could be tomorrow. Pat Tillman to Colin Paperneck in one administration. Welcome to the Michael Savage newsletter, your daily report on all things Savage. The struggling quarterback sat down during the playing of the national anthem in a preseason game and later declared, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Savage, with the Jimi Hendrix track playing in the background, commented, a guy like Jimi Hendrix, the 101st Airborne, and then becomes a great musician. How come he didn't find an American oppressive nation, you idiots, you? Go ahead, play the music. Let him learn something, he told his producer. Savage continued, the Cultural Revolution, which was largely under control until this gangster took over America, and with his silk-smooth delivery pushed a form of progressivism that has launched us into a social, if not a shooting civil war, where cops are being shot every day because of this gangster in the White House, we're now seeing football players refusing to stand for the national anthem. And the dummies in the stands who made these idiots rich don't do anything. They don't boo, they don't boycott, they don't avoid the game, they don't send a note of protest. The dummies go there and get drunk. So what is it that old Paperneck wants? He made over $100 million, maybe more. What is he complaining about? It's nothing. It's pure rubbish. And so you have to ask yourself, why is he doing this? Oh, it's heartfelt, say the libs, because he's really an oppressed minority. That's why. How we've gone from Pat Tillman to Colin Paperneck in just one administration is not an amusement to me. It's pretty clear what Obama's done to this nation. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It's not bad enough that Obama has unleashed thugs in the streets of America, turning us into a mini South Africa, with violence on the rise, with cops being shot, and yet cops are being called the perpetrators of the violence. He's turned the world upside down. Listen to what your president just did last night. He commuted the sentences of another 111 people. Now you say, well, okay, yeah, well, what? He released another 111 more federal inmates Tuesday. In a month, he's nearly doubled the number of commutations granted during his criminal presidency. Did you hear the number? Now, who did he release from prison? Innocent men? Because you're not going to believe. Listen to the liar, what he says. Entire communities have been ravaged where largely men are taken out of these communities. Kids are now growing up without parents. It perpetuates a cycle of poverty and disorder in their lives. It is disproportionately young men of color that are being arrested at higher rates, charged and convicted at higher rates, and imprisoned for longer sentences. So who did he release? Did he release medical students who were arrested because they were on their way to medical school? Amongst those 111 that the criminal gangster released were convicted of drug offenses for trafficking cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and methamphetamine. So he wants to release them back into the community. I guess there's a need for children to have a heroin dealer as a father around. Or if you're a child in a city, I guess you need a coke dealer as a father around. That would give family unity here. So this is all another, I mean, it's becoming so frightening what the guy is doing that all I can do is keep telling you the truth. He commuted 111 more sentences. These were not innocent users of drugs. These were and included coke dealers, heroin dealers, dope dealers, and methamphetamine dealers. This is your president. And Colin Paperneck says America is an unjust place for minorities when he makes over $100 million a year. It's like living in a gigantic propaganda windmill that doesn't stop. That's all. What more is there to say? I just said it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out there. There's a race war going on and a propaganda war going on, period. That's all. What else is going on? Oh, nothing. Take me out to the ball game. When are the fans going to start doing something other than sit there like dumb drunks, is what I want to know. When are they going to make the team do something? By the way, Trump leads by 3 points in an L.A. Times USC poll. That's pretty amazing, for those of you interested only in news about the election. Trump leads by 3 points in the L.A. Times USC poll. Wouldn't that be great if he pulls an upset victory? The underdog who was ripped apart by the vermin in the media for over a year now? Huh. Wouldn't that be great? Michael on KSFO, line 2, go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Michael?
Yes, Dr. Savage, I was hoping that in your new book, Scorched Earth, that you might address how we can battle these protected groups that are taking over and being privileged. I mean, you can't, as a business owner, say that you won't do something for somebody because of their beliefs. They come and sue you and make you have to perform services. But yet, if they want to do
something. I hear, in other words, if you're a Christian and you don't want to serve a certain community that violates your Christian beliefs, you're forced to do it anyway?
Absolutely. I had my
kids. Well, yeah. Wait, here's another one to add to it. The mean-faced, clipped-hair head of the EPA. Take a look at a picture on my website. It makes your blood boil. She looks just like, to me, personal answer. The woman looks like the type that stuffed the ovens in Bergen-Belsen.
I mean,
the Environmental Protection Agency will begin collecting sexual orientation and gender identity information on its employees this fall, according to an internal email. That's all that's on their mind! That's all that's on their mind is sexual orientation!
And their fairness is...
A sickness! When your mind is in the sexual gutter, that's all you think about.
I don't care if you have a suit on and a tie and you run the EPA. I don't care if you have a clean skirt, if you have a rotten brain. That's all that's on your mind. If you're in the sexual sewer, this is all you think about day and night. Day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. Gender, 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 sex, sex, sex. That's all these sickos do. Oh, I'll calm down. Don't worry. Eventually, I'll calm down today. Right now, I'm calming up. I'm calming up right now. I don't know what it's going to take other than Trump winning and cleaning the house out. Cleaning the garbage out of the White House. Taking it down to the studs. Getting the infection out of the White House. Cleaning it down to the studs. Redoing the entire government. Throwing these sickos out. Arresting some for sedition. How's that? Does that work for you? I guess he hung up. I don't blame him. He got scared. My dog ran under the bed. No, Teddy's used to it. Wow. What a rush that was. I thought I'd have a calm day. I figured I would drift into Labor Day weekend, like every other American. You know, end of the summer, relax, do whatever, go somewhere, not go somewhere, go on the boat, don't go on the boat, go on a hike, don't go on a hike, go on a bike ride, don't go on a bike ride. Just relax, not just do nothing. Turn the news off. I can't turn it off. I read The Gangster Never Stops. Like an insane gangster, he never stops. So last night he commutes the sentences of 111 more criminals, including coke dealers, heroin dealers, meth dealers, and nothing, not a word out of the little boys and girls in the media, not a word, nothing. He can do no wrong. The Lilliputians, whose names I can't even mention without getting sick, it gags on me. Now, but the big, you know, on a personal note, I don't know the Asian doctor who was pistol whipped by the blacks, but you got to see his picture. I couldn't get it up on my website, but it's up on my Facebook page. For those of you who go to Michael Savage Facebook, I do not know why it's not yet up on Savage. There it is, finally. Beverly Hills surgeon pistol whipped left for dead. Look what they did to this man. Look what they did to this man, a member of society doing great work as a surgeon. Look what these useless animals did to him for nothing. He walks out of a restaurant, just went for dinner. In Venice, California, was always a toilet bowl, going all the way back to the Janis Joplin days. I mean, they gussied it up. It's always been a toilet bowl. But people walk around thinking it's safe. It's not safe. It's always been filled with garbage. Hippie bums, you know. But, you know, the drug hippies don't bother anybody. This guy gets in his car and tap on the window. You hit my bicycle. You owe me $150. You know what they were talking about? There was no bicycle. Then he looks around. A guy jumps in his passenger seat. And he says, okay, calm down, calm down, calm down. No need to get mad. The guy opens his waistband, the big man. And there's a gun in his waistband. And the doctor says, okay, no need to for that. Whatever you want. And then for fun, they beat him with a pistol, bashing in his face of this fine doctor. What kind of country are we living in when a president encourages this kind of violence and then says the reverse is true? How much longer can you live in an emerging South Africa situation? What has to happen? You have to be necklaced in your own town? You say it can't happen here. Oh, he's exaggerating. Can't happen here. Oh, it can. It is happening here, you morons. You let it happen because you're a bunch of cowards. You're afraid to stand up to everyone around you. I'm not saying stand up to the thugs. Don't get me wrong. They are violent, dangerous predators. I didn't say that. Let the cops take care of them the way the cops can take care of those violent thugs, the way they did take care of those violent thugs before this gangster took over the government and then twisted reality. There's a lot you could do. You could stop catering to your liberal neighbor and going along with when they give you the big lie about the oppression of minorities in America. You don't have to buy it. It's a lie. It's a giant lie. And by the way, aren't Asians minorities? How come you don't hear them complaining and committing violence? The last I checked, Asians were racial minorities in America. Somehow they come to America. They work like hell. They move up in society. They don't pistol whip anybody, the last I checked. You know, it's funny. I went to a little Indian restaurant last night. I never go to it. I was there like 2 years ago. And the guy who owns it, he is Indian, of course. But it's a very unique little hole in the wall.
you know, like no gluten, no sugar, no dairy, but it's very delicious food. I went in there 2 years ago, and he told me how much he loved my show, and I didn't, you know, his children listened to it on the way to school when they were younger. He took them to school. So I went in last night. I just stopped in. I was in the neighborhood. I took a long bike ride. It was like warm out. I saw the place. I figured, all right, I'll try it. I didn't want to go. I go in. I didn't want to go through a whole song and dance and a talk job, but he came over. I had to be nice. Oh, he said, Michael Savage, how are you? I got to tell you this. I got to tell you that. I said, okay, I want to be polite. I said, how is your children? He said, oh, for 6 years when I drove them to school, we listened to your show every day. I said, well, where's your son today? He said, my son is at Yale. He's becoming a neurosurgeon. Now, this guy said to me he came to this country 30 years ago. He owns 5 restaurants. He works 7 days a week. He almost had tears in his eyes when he said to me, Michael, this is the greatest country on earth. He said, only in America could a man like me with nothing in his pocket do something like this and see his son become a neurosurgeon. He said, we need men like you. He said, you're the only people who can save this country because you're telling the truth. He said, we love America. This was an Indian immigrant who came here with nothing, owns 5 restaurants or so. His son is going to become a neurosurgeon. How come he didn't have to pistol whip somebody in a parking lot out of racial hatred? How come he knew how to work? What's going on in this country? You have to put up with the lie every day of your life? You have to listen to the lie every day of your life? Every day the lie comes down from the filthy government. Every day. How does it tie to Trump? Every which way you can imagine. Because I can guarantee you, when Trump becomes president and this refuse is thrown out like yesterday's trash, all of this will stop. Not overnight. It wouldn't stop overnight. This is a steamrolling. This is a huge steamroller. And you can't stop a steamroller overnight. You cannot stop a ship. You ever try to stop a ship? A big ship that's moving? Even at slow idle speed? You ever see a ship try to stop? It takes 2 miles for a big ship to stop. Ask a captain of a big freighter in San Francisco Bay what it's like to navigate with these idiots on wind sails. Who will go in front of the boat thinking he can just stop it like a speedboat. The morons, the self-centered idiots here, the fake environmentalists. Takes miles to stop a huge ship. It's going to take a long time to stop this ship of left-wing hatred that was set in motion a long time ago, but especially by the deranged captain who's now running it. All right, so that's the opening to the show, boys and girls. Isn't that wonderful? That's really wonderful. From Pat Tillman to Colin Paperneck in one administration. That was a story. Go look at the Beverly Hills surgeon's face. It was pistol whipped, left for dead. Yeah, God, it's awful. It makes you so sick. And, you know, I got a caller. I didn't take it. A guy calls from WJR in Detroit. He says, well, he got what he deserved because he didn't have a gun. You hear this? I love all of these idiots out there with guns. You have no idea what you're talking about. You know, when you say a thing like that, it shows you how dumb you really are. Do you really think that, let's say you had a gun in your car and you were licensed to carry. Do you actually think you would have had the presence of mind to pull that gun out and shoot that guy who jumped in the right seat? First of all, if you did, you'd probably go to jail in California for the rest of your life. Because they'd say it was a poor, oppressed minority whose bicycle was hit by the evil Asian doctor. And before the poor, oppressed minority could even explain himself, this evil Asian doctor shot him and killed him. That's what would happen if they got one of these filthy lawyers out here to prosecute you. That's number one. But number two, even if you did reach for that gun, the guy would have shot you dead before you touched it. That gun would have gotten you killed, by the way. And you're hearing this from a gun owner. So stop with the John Wayne garbage. I love all these people on the internet. Oh, yeah, well, we're armed. We're going to do this. We're armed. We're going to do that. Ah, come on already. Everyone's a cowboy. Everyone's John Wayne. You know, the predators don't hesitate. You do. He who hesitates is lost. The predators don't hesitate. So there we are. Another day in paradise. Callers, yes. Line 3, Dan on KSFO. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Hey, real quick, I know you're losing your mind over these commuting of sentences, but this is probably the only thing I've ever disagreed with you on. The war on drugs, mandatory minimums, all a joke. I don't agree with what he's doing. I don't know all the facts about everyone he released. But overall, I think most of those guys have probably got 30, 40, 50 years that already did 10 or 15. I think they did their time. your thoughts.
Okay, okay. Let's look into it a little further before we argue over this. But let me ask you, Obama gives a speech after commuting 111 sentences, including heroin dealers, coke dealers, meth dealers, and he says he's going to return them to their community because the poor children are growing up without them. Doesn't that bother you a little bit? What, a child needs a coke dealer for a father to come home? Or a heroin dealer?
Well, again, you've got a lot of different circumstances. I don't know. But
I understand. Okay, I hear where you're coming from. Like, what is the proper sentence for selling heroin? What is the proper sentence for being a heroin dealer, by the way?
I have no clue. Dope dealer.
Well, you know, it's funny. Countries like Malaysia have a really pretty clear picture on that. I remember flying into Kuala Lumpur many years ago, and there was a huge billboard coming out of the airport. It says, dealing drugs in Malaysia is punishable by death. They have a pretty strict view. It's a Muslim country. They have a pretty clear view on it. You sell drugs, they kill you. They have a very low drug problem in the country, by the way.
I'll bet.
So I don't have the answer. I mean, I don't live in Malaysia. In fact, I almost died in Malaysia, but I won't go into that, not from anything to do with the subject of matter. It was from food poisoning. So I'll never go back to Malaysia. I won't even eat in a Malaysian restaurant. I won't even eat in a restaurant that has any food that looks like Malaysian food as a result. I can rarely eat chicken ever again because of that. But that's a separate personal issue. Thanks for the call. Man made his point. 855-407-2822. We're having a spirited discussion of the issues of the day on the Savage Nation. And there are people calling. Don't get me wrong. The lines are pretty much jammed up. People are just as excited as I am. They're not all asleep. But, you know, this story has gotten to me. The Beverly Hills surgeon pistol-whipped and left for dead. If you looked at the guy's face, what they did to him, maybe you'd understand why I'm agitated. Because it could be you in your car coming out of a restaurant anywhere in America. And here's the problem. You want to hear what the police said? You want to hear how sick they are in California? Here, Hollywood Reporter, Venice Beach ambush. A Beverly Hills surgeon on being pistol-whipped and left for dead. Now, you go to the end of the article. You really want to get sick? Here's the end of the article. Da-da-da-da-da. Wait, I can't believe this. The witnesses ran away. That's number one. All of them ran away. Now, you go to the bottom of the article, and you know what the police said? I got to read it exactly. I don't want to read the wrong thing, but I know I'm pressed up now. Up for time, because I saw it, I said, this can't be true. Here we go. Here it is, already. Officer Theodore Bridges of the LAPD's Pacific Division had this to say about the Asian man being pistol-whipped by blacks for doing nothing. Listen what the cop said. We don't know what the motivation was in this case, says the officer, but there was a dispute, and unfortunately Mr. Lee was beaten pretty badly. The cop should be thrown out of his job and arrested for lying about this. The cop should be fired for repeating the big lie over and over again. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Obama commuted 111 sentences last night at the fastest pace in American history with a double talk about communities being devoid of fathers. So he releases a heroin dealer. These are not users of drugs, by the way. These are drug peddlers. Why would he release them? Hank on WFTL, how do you feel about the commutations of the sentences of drug dealers?
Yeah. Mike, I'm a retired NYPD narcotics detective. I worked for 22 years in the South Bronx and Harlem, which you know about those neighborhoods, and Washington Heights. If anyone is convicted by the feds for drug dealing, they are not innocent low-level drug dealers caught up in the system. These are arch criminals.
So why would Obama release heroin traffickers, coke, meth traffickers, and say he's doing it for minority communities? What's going on here?
What do I think is going on? He's trying to disrupt the whole nation. They're trying to change the sentencing system. They're trying, Mr.
Wow. Okay. Trump. Only hope we have. If the hag wins, it's going to get worse. If the monster left-wing hag wins, it's worse. Period.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Oh, we tone it down now. Testosterone lowers. The cardiac rate settles down. Oh, just go along and get along. The gangster regime keeps plowing along. The gangster is on a roll right now. The gangster commuted 111 sentences, including heroin dealer, coke dealer, meth dealer, you name it. And he says, he couches it in the specifics of liberalism, that it's being done because communities are being devastated by unfair sentences for minorities. Yeah, okay. And not a word from the non-existent opposition party. There is none. And we go on. Michael Savage newsletter from Pat Tillman to Colin Paperneck in one administration. Admit it, you still chuckle when I say Paperneck. You got a kick out of it. And then we played Bill Clinton sabotaging Hillary again. He did it again. I think he's sabotaging her. You know, this is amazing. He says, rebuild Detroit with Syrian refugees. I mean, she's trying to appeal to minorities that she's their best friend, which we know is a lie. And he says, rebuild Detroit not with minorities, but with Syrian refugees. So he's always been sabotaging her. He doesn't want her to win. It'd be a nightmare for him. Wait, let's see. If she won, he'd be first husband. He'd have a lot of time in his hand. Let's not go through the jokes. But she doesn't seem to have the same proclivities he does. So, well, I don't know. Well, let's leave that alone. Huma Abedin, Anthony, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, on the Anthony Weiner thing, that was the sickest thing I've seen in a long time. If you're in New York, you saw the pictures of him. I don't want to, do this in a non-professional manner. Anthony Weiner, you know what that's about, right? But the tweet of him in his underwear aroused while his child's sleeping next to him, to me, open and shut, child endangerment, take the child away. That's what I think. You agree that Anthony Weiner's child should be taken away from him if you're listening in New York? Do you even know what I'm talking about? Have you even seen the picture of him? Without getting lewd, I'm not Howard Stern. Which is, you can do it in a classy way. Here's a man, a grown man, his wife is away plotting to destroy the world. She's the number one aide to Hillary Clinton, day and night working on the behalf of Iran, anything she can do to outrageously offend America. And the husband's a stay-at-home pop, because he lost already from the other sexting. Now, he sends a picture of himself sexting a woman. That's a new word for sexting. I never heard of it. Sexting a woman. In my day, there wasn't a thing called sexting. The most you do is call a girl up on a Friday night for a date. Sexting. I never heard of it. You know, I don't even know what kind of person I would be if we had iPhones and could do things like this. I think my whole generation would have been warped. All right, so he sets a picture of himself laying in bed, aroused, as I say. That's a classy word, but it's disgusting. Why disgusting? One, because for a grown man to do that is sick. But to do it with his own child laying next to him in the bed in the picture, not sick, but a crime. Why is he not arrested? Can somebody from New York State or New York City call the show who is in Child Protective Services? We're going to leave one open line here. Jim, did you hear me? Jim, wave your hand. Call screen, he doesn't hear a word I'm saying. Robert, throw something at him. Hit him with paper. Throw an aluminum foil ball at him. Leave a line open. We're wanting someone from Child Protective Services from New York to call me and tell me why Anthony Weiner should not be arrested for child endangerment. Period. End of story. I never heard of this. if, okay, man, not a big story, because he's a lib, I get it. Imagine if, God forbid, a picture of Trump ever emerged like that. What would be happening today with Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, and the other liars in the media? Could you imagine? What should happen to Anthony Weiner? Should Child Services make him register as a sex offender? Should he, I believe he committed a crime against a child. Hey, look, let's clear the air. Forget liberal conservative for a minute. Forget my axes that I want to grind. This child's ruined for life. That child will never, ever have a normal life, because every kid is going to say to him from the age 5 on, 6 on, 7, about what his father did while he was in bed with him, with aroused like that. It's sick. He's a very sick man. Weiner needs to go to jail. He needs to be put into a facility, like for the mentally insane. All he does is work out and sext people. And I always worried about the extra workout guy. You know, the guys, the narcissists who never leave the gym, men and women. Now, that's a sensitive issue, I get it. I'm not saying become a blubber boy or be a flabby. But this obsession with Pilates and running and the abs and the this and the gluten and schmutin, there's an obsession there. That's a narcissism. That's a sick narcissism. It's an illness. Excessive working out is an illness. It's an illness, for sure. Text reveal Anthony Weiner knew his marriage was busted. I don't really care about his marriage. I care about his child, and I believe he violated the law, but we haven't gotten one call yet from Child Protective Services. Sorry. 855-407-282. Oh, boy. Oh, I can't take this. I'm reading something evil about George Soros. Leaked memo reveals Soros' plan for federally controlled police. When Trump becomes president, Interpol arrests Soros. They drag him in cuffs on the ankles and on the arms, and he's tried. What charges could they try Soros on? Did he ever break any law that you know of? He's upset the entire world, but you can't touch him. That's how smart he is. Okay, FBI to release report on Clinton email investigation. Right, sure. ISIS buried thousands in at least 72 mass graves. Let's move on. Nothing to see there. 72 mass graves are watching genocide in front of our eyes, and not one word. Not one word coming out of America about this. Huma cuts off Weiner. That's the headline on the New York Post. It's not really funny. You know, the Weiner Weiner jokes are not funny at all. I mean, they're stupid. You'd expect more from the Murdoch Jr. They could have done it a little classier than that. Pop goes the Weiner, Huma cuts off Weiner. Very funny. Very funny. The name itself is very interesting. It's a German-derived name that actually means vintner or winemaker or vineyard. Did you know that? That's all it means. Or from Vienna. That's the name derives from. And if it would be translated into the Hebrew, the name would be Carmon, vineyard. Did you know that? You didn't know any of that. You could call it Hema. Hema. I almost call it Hema. Hema. Hematoma cuts off Carmen. That wouldn't be a good headline. Hema cuts off Carmen. Hema cuts off Vine. No, that wait, that's a close one. Huma cuts off Vine. That would be as close as this. Anyway, here we go. Post-sexed shock. The child is the issue. Okay, we got a lot to talk about on the show, and I have something new. I have a nice freebie for you, which I've had the publisher put together. It's a pre-order special. Many of you are interested in Trump before he was well-known in politics. So you can get a copy, a free one, of my 2011 Trump interview with Michael Savage and hear how specific Trump is on the issues, despite the media lies saying he never says anything. You want that rare interview? It's free. Just simply pre-order Scorched Earth at Amazon.com or go to your favorite store and pre-order it. Any bookstore, and all you do is email the receipt to scorchedearthbook@gmail.com, and you get this bonus interview on an MP3 free of charge. It's a great deal. Costs you nothing. That's all. And WABC Joe, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm a retired NYPD lieutenant. I've been retired for some time, so I'd have to brush up on the penal law. But at the very least, immediately, he's guilty of endangerment of a child. You endanger the welfare of a child, mental, emotional, and physically.
Now, all right. Well, we are talking about the husband of Hillary Clinton's number one aide, Huma Aberdeen. and he's seen in bed. Did you see the pictures of him aroused in bed?
I was shocked to hear it. Not this first I'm hearing it. No.
He's laying in bed, and he sends a picture of his arousal in his underwear. But in the picture is his child lying next to him, cradled in his left arm, I swear to God. And he sends that to a woman to show what a man he is, some unknown hooker out there in California, who receives it. Is that not a crime?
I'm sorry?
Is that not a crime?
Oh, absolutely. I said the crime is called endangerment of a child. I think it's a child less than 16-year-old. When you create a child, you know, a condition where you endanger the child's mental, physical, mental, or emotional well-being. That's the class that it means to me. That's the very least. I was thinking about...
But in your day as a detective, now what division were you in? What kind of crimes did you cover?
Well, indecent exposure. I'm sorry?
No, what was the crime? What division were you in? Narc or Vice? What were you in?
I was in everything. I'm good. I was in everything. I was 21 years in the police department. I retired as a lieutenant. I was a street cop. I was in plainclothes patrol. I was in robbery squad. I was in homicide.
All right, but in your day, are we talking about 15 years ago, let's say, at the end of your career?
I retired about 11 years ago.
But all right, 11 years ago, if you had gone into a home on a complaint that a grown man was laying in bed aroused with his child in his arm, sending it to somebody, what would have happened?
You endanger the child's mental, physical, all of it. But especially the emotional well-being, number one.
Yeah, but he would have been let out in handcuffs, wouldn't he, with a sheet over him?
She can be charged, too, if she had, there's a reasonable belief that she was aware of this, okay? Now, he's also charged with what's called indecent exposure. Taking a naked picture, being naked is not indecent. But
No, he was not naked. He was wearing his jockey shorts.
It doesn't matter. He's got an erection, has he not?
That's right. Okay, you used the word I didn't. That's right. That's correct. It's sickening. He's trying to send it to this woman out west to show what a big man he is while his son is laying in his left arm. I swear to God, I couldn't believe it. My eyes. Anyone else is in jail 10 seconds later. Why is it being protected by Hillary Clinton, I want to know.
The penal law, and I'm going to get back to you with more charges. At a future, I'm in my...
I want to know why de Blasio is protecting him, because they're birds of a feather.
I was in Central Park yesterday. I used to patrol there at midnight. I was in charge. I was lieutenant. The place looked gorgeous inside, but I couldn't get inside without being assaulted by hustlers, bums. Oh, my God, stinky bums everywhere. We used to be able to rouse these people out of there. They couldn't sit still. We'd make a move.
Yeah, now they're running around like the Night of the Living Dead now. I was in New York last August, and the smell of the horse manure, the bums, the hookers, the pimps... In Manhattan, it was frightening. In fact, I was walking one night on 7th Avenue, and a guy came up towards us. He had a box cutter. I saw it in his hand. And he eyed us up pretty quick to see if he could, you know, scare us. But there were too many of us for him to even go that way. See, the predator moved aside. The city is like a cesspool under de Blasio.
Right. But he has told his commissioner, police commissioner, no more broken windows. No more, you know, that's why these people are, like I said, they're laying in the street, deaf, dead, everywhere. We used to rout, you know, in my day, we used to rouse these bums, okay? They couldn't sit still. They could sit on
right.
a bench.
I love New York when the tough street cops were in control. I love New York when you had big, tough, mean cops patrolling to keep the wolves at bay. That's all I can say. And I'm sending you a copy of Scorched Earth because maybe one day we can take a fire extinguisher to what this man has done to this country, and we can put the fire out. Look, I'm running short of time here. Mark, thanks for that call. Oh, that's not Mark. I forgot the gentleman's name. Is he still on the line? Where is he? He's gone? I wanted to give him a book, a Scorched Earth job. All right, Trump leads by 3 points in a liberal LA Times USC poll. So don't count them out so fast. And moreover, usually conservatives don't even respond to polls. That means he could pull this one out. He is the underdog, after all. And Americans love an underdog, and they can smell the fact that the media has been dumping on him, and they don't like it, by the way. And number two, minorities are finally awakening up to the fact that as a businessman, they might actually do better under him than under the monster socialist on the other side who lies to them and whose own husband came out and said, rebuild Detroit with the 10,000 Syrian refugees that the left-wing establishment just flooded into America, not with the local indigenous poor. Can you believe this? Was that Joe on ABC? Yeah, retired. Wiener can be charged. All right, no Wiener Weiner jokes. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Yeah, it's a nation of oppression. Very oppressive for the $100 million football player. Terrible nation. Terrible nation. I wonder if he would have made as much money over there or in another country. What country would pay him $100 million and let him spit on the flag? Bill Clinton says rebuild Detroit with refugees while his wife is trying to appeal to minorities in America. Great. Good job, Bill. Turkish Chobani owner has deep ties to Clinton Global Initiative and Clinton campaign. That's the real reason they're bringing in the refugees, amongst others. Turkish Chobani owner has deep ties to Clinton Global Initiative and Clinton campaign. Twin Falls, Idaho. Hamdi Ulukya, the Turkish-born billionaire best known for having founded the United States' largest Greek yogurt company, has ties to both Billary and the Clinton Global Initiative. Also to Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta and other globalist corporatist figures, including Warren Buffett. Chobani's factory in Twin Falls, the world's largest yogurt factory. Well, you know what's going on over there, right? Twin Falls refugee resettlement program, when a five-year-old girl was raped at the hands of three refugee boys. And then a Muslim refugee molested a mentally retarded woman. Didn't hear about that from Wolfie Blitzer? Well, who is Hamdi Ulukya? Well, read about it yourself. Read about it yourself. You'll see why he wants more Syrian refugees and why he spent over $700,000 on lobbying, especially Hillary Clinton. And that's it. That's the story. Now, I'm hearing that in Germany, the Syrian refugees will not do the most menial jobs. They don't do jobs at all. They won't work. So I don't know how they're going to be. Clinton says give Detroit jobs to Syrian refugees. How? If they won't do the job. That's not what they're bringing them in here for. Why doesn't he give the jobs to black guys who are out of work who want to work in Detroit? Why? What's this about? Meanwhile, Apple is ordered to pay $15 billion in an EU tax. Read it on the top of Drudge. $15 billion EU tax. She finally took on one of the oligarchs. Let's see how this plays out with Tim Apple versus the EU. Let's see what Tim Apple has to say about the lovely EU now. Let's see what the globalist pig has to say about what he thinks about the EU now that he has to fork over some money from his dirty pockets, huh? 15 bill. That's a spit in the bucket to him.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Why is Obama forcing Syrian Muslim refugees on America? Why does he insist that we take them when he is violating law, he is violating the Constitution, he's committing a crime, he belongs in prison? He is violating the terms of the presidency, he belongs in prison. And while we may have sympathy for these individuals, we have our own poor in this nation. We have civil disobedience like we've not seen since the 1960s in this country. The last thing we need are unassimilatable refugees from anywhere on earth, let alone Syria or Somalia. And now you have to ask yourself another question. Who are these Syrian refugees? How did they get out? Why did they get out? What did they do in Syria that they got out all of a sudden? Did they cause a disruption and then leave? Are these the people who caused the civil war? What are they doing in our country? Now you say, okay, have compassion, be a humanitarian, you're the son of an immigrant. Fine, we have billions of dollars thrown in the garbage. I've said it before, it's commonsensical. You build a protected fortress-like city in Syria. You protect it with the UN troops who do nothing. All they do is collect a big fat check and send it back home to Fiji, wherever they're from. Put them in the fort, around the fort, and you put these thousands and thousands and thousands of refugees in this protected environment in Syria. Man it with tanks, man it with whoever you have to. And then when the war is over, they're going to be in their own country and they can help rebuild it. Why are you bringing them to California and Texas? Why? There's only one reason why, and it has nothing to do with what America needs. It has what America don't need. It's exactly why America doesn't need them. Texas, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Florida, New York. Several states have not taken any Syrians. You know which states? You ought to write them down because you may have to go there. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Delaware, Hawaii, Mississippi, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming. Why? Why doesn't liberal Vermont take any Syrians? That's an interesting question. The land of Uncle Seltzer. That's Uncle Seltzer's land. Whatever his name is. I don't remember his name. Bernie. Bernie Seltzer. How come Bernie Seltzer's land doesn't take him? 855-47282, phone number. Beverly Hills Surgeon, pistol whipped, left for dead. Go take a look at this man's face on michaelsavage.com. I put it up there for you to finally see what's really going on in this country. And see what happened to him. When thugs jumped in his car coming out of a restaurant in Venice, California. Look what they did to this poor Asian surgeon. Not one word from the vermin in the media who screamed day and night about oppressed minorities. Last I checked, Asians were minorities. How come there's no talking about that? Or Wiener. Hillary Clinton's number one aide, husband, sends a text of himself aroused in bed. All right, he's wearing underwear to show how what prowess he has as a man to some low-life woman on the West Coast. And his son, his baby son, is seen in the same picture. I swear to God, I almost died when I saw it. In his left arm. And he made the mistake of sending the picture out like that. Now it was released on the New York Post the other day, and she's finally leaving him, a real genius, finally leaving him now. And well, I'm asking the question. A, it's child endangerment. Probably worse than that. I don't know why he wasn't arrested. Who's protecting him? Oh, who's protecting him? Who's protecting him? Her husband? I mean, what is she is to him? I don't know what he is. Today, I don't know. Oh, she is his husband? She is his husband? I don't know. She is his wife? Whatever she is to him. He's like the wife, she's the husband. It's like gender confusion. So he's being protected by the corrupt liberal establishment, by the Hillary Clinton camp, because if he were to be arrested, it would blow back on Hillary. This way they could sweep it under the rug. But they can't. I'm sorry, this is a federal and state crime. And I want to know if you agree with me. That's all. It's not a tough question. Trump leads by 3 in LA Times USC poll. That's great news. There are other stories. Bill Clinton rebuild Detroit with Syrian refugees. That's a huge story. Psychiatrist calling on WABC. Jeffrey, go ahead. What's your topic?
Yes, I just want to talk about Wiener. First of all, he did it on purpose. Don't say he didn't do it on purpose. He knew what he was doing. He's a sick puppy, as we know.
Wait, hold on now. You're a psychiatrist. You mean he showed his arousal and his child?
There's no way he didn't press send on purpose. He'll say afterwards that he didn't, because he wants to make himself like a poor sap that he is. But he sent it. He knew what he was doing. He took the picture with the green button in front of him saying send. How do you press the word send by mistake with all that information?
Okay, come on. Let's be serious. Why would he think that sending a picture of the child along with his arousal would appeal to this low-life woman?
Because he has no sense of communication. The only way he can communicate is his manlyhood. And that's
oh my God.
Talk.
Oh, so the child shows he's a man, that he had a child as well. I see.
Man, he's in charge. I can't have a conversation with you, but I can show you what I can do with you by being a man.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's how he starts the conversation.
Oh. I think I should go see you. You sound like a guy who speaks my language. I could talk to you. Maybe I could be cured.
Well, I'm available Tuesdays and Thursdays from Wednesday.
New York answer. I love it. I love it. So, do you treat sex addicts?
I treat everybody.
Do you treat them well, or you just treat them?
One thing leads to the other. This guy, he has more problems than you think. It's nothing to do with what he did. He has no communication skills. That's why he married this broad.
Yeah, why did he marry Huma Abedin? How did that marriage happen in your mind? What does she see in a guy like this?
You said it before. I don't want to copy what you said. You said it before in your wisdom that he wanted to get closer to the Clintons as possible. So therefore...
Yeah, no, okay, I could see why he would marry Huma Abedin. And what's interesting is he's Jewish and she's a Muslim. That's an interesting situation unto itself. I could see what he would get out of it, but what does she get out of marrying a deviant like him?
Who is she that she's going to marry anybody other than him? She thinks she could get popular by marrying a senator or whatever the hell he was.
Oh, you mean at the time she was just like a homely-looking Arab woman?
All right. He's going to be the future mayor. You know what I mean? I want to be in...
Oh, so she thought she was moving up by marrying into some guy who had a future in American politics. Okay, got it.
She didn't move up. Something else moved up. Get it?
Yeah, no, come on, stop. It's a family show. I got it. But in your mind, Doc, isn't this a crime?
Oh, no question. But listen, you remember when Trump said he could shoot somebody on the streets and get away with it? Remember?
Well, who said that?
He said I could shoot somebody and I could say anything. But he never did. Obama could actually shoot somebody on the street and nobody will do a damn thing.
Absolutely. Obama could do that in public with a loaded gun and say he did it in the name of humanitarianism.
Nobody say a word. They won't even do
it. Wolf Blitzer would probably celebrate it as an act of valiant heroism. Right. What do you make out of a guy like Wolf Blitzer with his background being such a slavish worshiper of these evil people? Give me an analysis of him.
I can't tell you because I don't want to corrupt my mind by even listening.
Oh, you never heard Wolf Blitzer on television, ever?
Yeah, you heard him. You heard him behind in the war times. That's it. Otherwise,
you know, I can't go anywhere without seeing CNN. I go to a gas station to pump gas. I see CNN. I want to break the machine. I'm pumping gas, and there he is staring at me. It's like a nightmare. Wherever I go, there's Wolf Blitzer and CNN putting out the propaganda. It's like a George Orwell novel come to life. Just pumping gas. A supermarket, wherever I go, an airport. There he is again.
Read the Times.
Would you like a copy of Scorched Earth? Would that please you, Doctor?
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't know. I'm not kidding you. Would you like it or not?
No, I would love it. Really, I would love it.
You finally answered the question. Well, okay, stay in the line. I'm going to send you the book. It's coming up to the weekend already, the big Labor Day weekend. I had three trips that I canceled. I planned to canceled in one day. First, I was going to go nowhere. That started with, I don't like to travel, I'm not going, I don't need it, the weather change is good, the wind stopped, it's sunny, I don't want to go, I'll use my bicycle, I'll go out on the boat, I'll go hiking in the mountain. Then, I was going to L.A. I packed in my head, I had the bedding, the pillow in the bag. No matter where I go, I have to take a pillow. Maybe that's a psychiatric issue. I don't know, but it has to be my pillow, or I don't sleep for 2 seconds. I don't think it means I'm nuts. I like a certain flat pillow, period, end of story. I had the pillow in my head, then I said, what else do I need to take? That was planned. Then I said, who wants to go down to L.A. in traffic? Crazy, cancel. So then, this morning, I came up with another bright idea, because I hiked in the back of a valley here in Marin County, which is pristine, beautiful. I love the open space. When I first moved here in 1975, I used to hike all the time in the back of the Marin watershed, Mount Tam. So then I got tired of it. I didn't like the woods that much. Then the moron mountain bikers came along where you just don't know what it's like now. These psychopaths with body armor shooting down a trail with big bicycles trying to kill people. All in the name of the environment. These gangsters on two wheels. And I ride a bicycle. I would ban them from the woods. I'm sorry. But the Marin Bicycle Coalition is a gang itself. And they make a lot of money making these crappy bicycles for $12,000. So you can't hike in the back of the woods here anymore because the morons come speeding down, kicking up dust. You can get killed. And people are getting killed. But I took a hike and I loved it. I went up to one of the reservoirs. I only saw two gangsters, two thugs with bicycles. I tried not to glower. I couldn't help it. I looked the other way, but I glowered anyway. And like with body armor and helmets and goggles, like they're on a mission in Iraq, shooting down the trail. But other than that, it was a beautiful walk. So I decided today, you know what? I love the mountains again. I'm not going to go on the water. I had too much of the bay. I'm tired of looking at the seals and the birds and the waves and the wind. I'm going to go to Lake Tahoe. So I made a plan to go to Lake Tahoe. That was all this morning. I booked this. I booked that. I called. I'll be there. Can you get a boat? Are you coming? I'm on the way. An hour later, I get a report. There's smoke in Lake Tahoe from the forest fires here in Yosemite and elsewhere. Don't come up. So I go onto a weather site. I swear to God, Joe's Lake Tahoe now. It's like a haze, not a purple haze, a brown haze. Horrible. So I'm not going to Lake Tahoe. So now I'm back to going nowhere. I don't know where I'm going this weekend. That's the problem with these long weekends. But it is the last weekend of summer. We all have to do something. Everybody's dying to go to someone's house for a barbecue. They hope you do it, that they don't, they all hope you don't want to do it, but you hope someone else does it and invites you, and no one else ever does. For whatever reason is, you probably never get invited to a barbecue, but you see them in the movies. Everyone else seems to be at a barbecue. In all those movies, cops are always having barbecues somewhere in Maspeth. There's always like a backyard with sausage links and hamburgers and children, the wives wearing chains looking like a woman out of Sopranos, and the cops are all getting along, and the beer and the this and that. It doesn't happen. No one does it, actually. I don't think it ever happens in the history of the world, but in the movies they make it look like everyone's having a barbecue but you. Robert, are you going to a barbecue this weekend? Probably yes. Well, you're younger. No, even he's not going. Jim, you're older? He is going. Where? Well, you're a cook, right? You're putting on a little weight, by the way. The angle I see you on Skype, you're packing it in pretty good there, Robert. I don't know how you... No, I'm not knocking you. It happens to all of us. You better get a different camera angle in there. These guys are the greatest that I work with. This is not an easy job. Robert, who works the board of this show in Dallas, I don't even see them. I never met them in person. I never shook his hand. Nothing. I never saw him in person, but all day long I look at him for 3 hours on a Skype screen. It's the greatest thing in the world. You don't actually have to meet anybody. You can work with them. I wish that there was Skype when I was a child and my parents could have put me in another house with Skype and I wouldn't know how to talk to them. That would have been a perfect upbringing. Yeah, Dad, sure, you hit a button and you don't have to listen to them. Or Ma screaming, come on in for dinner. Okay, Ma, click, I'd be off. It would have been nice to have Skype in those days, but there was no Skype. It was just the screaming and the yelling and the cooking and the pot roast and the salami and the corned beef all slipping down the channels of my mind. Welcome to the show. It's Labor Day. Have a nice day. I'll be back.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Folks, trending now on the Savage Nation are these topics, which is the Anthony Weiner scandal. It's a child endangerment scandal, possibly a child pornography scandal from the point of view of some. You know damn well if he was a conservative, they would throw the book at him. De Blasio would have had him in the clinker faster than you could say Hillary Clinton. Child endangerment, child pornography, whatever. Stack the charges, but he so far hasn't been charged. And I'm sorry, I'm nothing against Anthony Weiner, but when I saw that picture of him in his underwear, aroused, and next to him was his child in his left arm, sending it to some dirtbag on the West Coast to show it to Manny. That's sick. That's sick. Children need to be protected in our society from predators. He's a predatory maniac. But because he's Hillary Clinton's whatever-in-law, through marriage, you know, aide-in-law, he's an aide-in-law. But he's protected? Sick. There is no law. It's all lies. Obama, meanwhile, dumped 10,000 Syrians on us, violating his oath of office, violating the Constitution, going around Congress, going around the Supreme Court, who said no to his refugee plan, and he did it anyway. Why is he not arrested? I don't understand this. They could stop him. It doesn't matter if there's a day left in his regime. He could be stopped. Who's going to stop him? O'Ryan? Paul Ryan's going to do something? And another thing trending, of course, is the story of Mullah Kopernik. Mullah Abdul colon Paperneck. Mullah Paperneck is still a story. This is the ISIS terror army's retreat reveals dozens of mass graves in Iraq, Syria. Who cares? Bring in more ISIS members under the guise of humanitarianism. As long as we're a nation that pays attention to important issues like sexual orientation and gender identity. Sieg Heil. That's all that matters to the psychos running the government. Sexual orientation and gender identity, that's all. And then jump in their bulletproof van. Ugh. Is it any wonder I call the book Scorched Earth? Right. I call my book Scorched Earth. Restoring the country after Obama. Why? Because he's practicing a scorched earth policy right now in every way you can imagine. He released 111 more prisoners last night. Amongst whom were heroin dealers, not heroin users, heroin drug peddler, coke drug peddlers, meth drug peddlers. Why would Obama release them into the streets? Why? How can he do this? Why do you call the book Scorched Earth? I'm showing you what it means. And I think Trump is our only hope. and I have a special offer for free. You can get a free copy of the 2011 Trump interview with Michael Savage on an MP3. All you got to do is go order the book on Amazon or anywhere you want, a bookstore, and you email a receipt to scorchedearthbook@gmail.com, and I'm going to send you this bonus MP3 of the Trump interview from 2011, free of charge. It's a collector's item, okay? It's a big deal, because no one heard him in 2011 except me, and I had him on this show, and I'll be back. And if you're not here, I'm sorry. It's the best I can do. I'm here. You should be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
So I'm on Facebook. I found this thing. I got to read it to you. You won't believe it. Someone sent this to me. He says, hey, Doc Savage, remember the morning after Obama moved into the White House? Behind him on media cameras was a scorched mantle as he almost burned the place down on his first night. Remember that, Mike? You said at the time it was a metaphor of what he would do to the entire nation. You were right again. Susan Borden sent that. And we're going to try and find that sound. Maybe Doug can find it up there. I remember he moved in and he's trying to light a fire. And he almost burnt down the White House. I do vaguely remember that. Thank you, Susan Borden. Smart listeners. Smart listeners. He moved in, and I think he set a fire and, like, flared up. I guess he and Michelle were enjoying a marshmallow roast in the White House. Remember that South Side with You parody? It's still the best thing out there about the first couple's first date. I mean, if I were loved in the media, I'd be all over the media. I'd be on every show in the world. Hey, Savage, and now the brightest guy in the media, the man who puts out the best stuff. Welcome to the Kelly Show. Right. No. Only muggers, rapists, drug dealers, pseudo-conservatives, communists are allowed on the Great America Show. Southside with You parody is still the best thing. I don't know. I love the Bill Clinton saying, rebuild Detroit with Syrian refugees. If this doesn't explain so many things that you're trying to figure out, it explains it all to me. First of all, it shows you that Hillary is not for minorities. That's number one. Secondly, it shows you that he is sabotaging her campaign again. This is a well-known fact in his life. He's an alpha male. She's an alpha female. They have a competitive relationship, king and queen of the jungle, and they're always fighting with each other to see who can dominate. He does not want her to dominate him and win the presidency. This came out of him probably by accident. Rebuild Detroit with Syrian refugees. That helps her a lot with the black people of Detroit. Yeah, that was a good one. That was great. How come I'm the only one who noticed that one? I mean, you all heard about that soundbite, but no one analyzed it from the point of view of him sabotaging Hillary Clinton, right? There are people in politics who sabotage campaigns. Ted Cruz sabotaging Trump. Where is Ted Cruz, by the way? I don't even know how to mention him. His defenders get insane if you say one word about him. Like the sacred Ted Cruz. Where is he? How come he's not supporting Trump? What's he secretly trying to become attorney general under Hillary Clinton? Where is he? I haven't heard from him. The other one came out. The genius came. He repeated everything he'd been saying on radio for 12 years. The other one was running. Where was that one? I saw it this morning on Drudge. I said, oh, God. You know, what's the phrase? A penny late? I don't remember those pat phrases. He said one of them is running for office, that she'll be the Angela Merkel of America. I said it like 3 months ago. I forget his name. He was running for the presidency. I don't even know what his name is. Hillary. Huma. So she's ditching Wiener. How do you like that? He was a nut, but I still think he should be arrested. I'm just thinking out loud. Not because I have anything against him. I know he's a Prague. Okay, fine. But I don't believe Prague should be just arrested for their politics. Laying in bed aroused as a man in underwear, taking a picture of yourself, and your child's in your left arm, cradling your left arm in the bed, is a crime. crime against everything you can imagine. He should be in jail. But it's only because Hillary stepped in and probably told de Blasio, if you arrest him, it's going to create a bigger story than we want it to be. Sweep it under the rug. Let him get away with it. They'll forget it. They're stupid anyway. That's all. That's what happened. Which is why the Russians are right when they say small criminals go to jail, big criminals go to office. That's all. I don't know. What do you want to talk about? These topics are awful. Terrible. Terrible topics and get you sick. I wonder what life would be like if I wasn't in the radio. What, I'm just a guy walking around feeling nothing? I might like it. I actually enjoyed last night. After the show, I went over to Sausalito on bicycle for miles. I bicycled and I bicycled and I bicycled because it was so, like the wind finally died down. It was horrible. The worst spring in my whole 40 years in the Bay Area was this spring. 2 months of wind, without let up. It was like Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. There wasn't a summer day and like the whole 2 months, one day. So yesterday was like a Schwitz day, like Ebbets Field in like August in a hot undershirt bicycle pleasure by the bay. And I stopped at a seaplane thing. Guide the seaplane tours of the Bay Area. I never did take a seaplane around the Bay Area. I let him come off the seaplane thing from the dock. I talked to him. I said, I want to do a seaplane ride around the whole area. Finally, I want to, like, just go on a seaplane. I always dreamed of, like, being Sky King. I always wanted a seaplane. Ever since I was a little boy in the Bronx, I used to dream about a few things. One, either to be the Lone Ranger. Couldn't be that. Tom Mix. Couldn't be that. Trigger didn't like me. Gene Autry, his horse, didn't like me. But then I wanted to be Sky King with, you know, like a seaplane flying into Alaska, saving somebody. There's a TV show with a female vet who flies it. I love her. She's my new hero. I don't know what channel she's on. What a hero this woman is. Like a vet who flies it and saves penguins and, well, there's no penguins up there. She flies it and saves Syrians. No, they're not. They haven't put them up there. They don't like the cold. Whatever, she saves animals all over the place in Alaska. They fly them back. There was one, they picked up a horse with like a crane. This helicopter pilot was so amazing. I don't know what was wrong with the horse. It was on a backpack trip with some guys. And the horse got sick and they flew in a helicopter to pick up the horse. And compare that to ISIS, what they do to human beings and what we do to animals. See, it shows you the difference in civilizations. It shows you how wonderful we are compared to those subhuman moron rat who should be exterminated from the planet. What they do to human beings with live graves, and Robert De Niro says nothing about it, plays a tough guy every day, and doesn't say one tough word about ISIS, because his man in the White House let them all in here, all their cousins. Not one word from all the big gangsters in the movies. Not one word from any of them about what the Goomba's doing there in the White House. So anyway, they save a horse. I don't know what was wrong with it. They bring in a helicopter with a harness. This copter pilot was like an Iraq war veteran. I don't know how he did it. And the horse is all of a sudden walking around munching, hurt its leg or whatever. The next thing you know is it's flying at 500 feet. I thought the horse would die of a heart attack. They had like a camera on the horse's neck. I almost fainted looking at it from the horse's perspective, thinking, what if I were a horse on a backpacking trip with like a pack on me with people? And you're munching along, no one bothers you. It's like a safe venture. It's not like risky. And something snaps. The next thing you know, you're flying at 500 feet looking down. A horse could die from that, I thought to myself, but didn't. The copter pilot was so skilled that when he got back to base, he landed the horse without so much as a blip on the screen. The horse went down. The horse was so relaxed from the ride in the sling that when they released the sling, he started eating hay right out of a pasture. He was eating right away. He didn't know where he was. All he knew was there was grass, and he was eating it. So then she takes him in, and they operate, and they save him. She's a wonder. I love veterinarians. There's a few areas of medicine that are they're heroes to me. Veterinarians, number one. Pediatricians that don't prescribe drugs, number two. They're the saints of medicine. Pediatricians in my day were always the saints. They went into it for one reason. They loved children. They didn't love money. They went in to save children from pain. And generally, they were not drug peddlers. It all changed in the last 10 or 12 years. When the drug companies got into the pediatrics world, they started inventing categories of illness that don't even exist. ADD, ADHD, this and D and that D. Yes, it exists in a very small, small, small percentage of the child population, according to real valid studies that I've seen. But the other overgeneralization, overprescription of drugs to these poor children by the pediatric drug peddlers, to me, is a shock. how it's gone downhill. But I wanted to stay positive. I couldn't stay too positive for too long, as you well know, because the world's so negative and horrible and hateful that eventually you have to fall back into what the world really is, or else what's the point of even doing this? You may as well just become an ordinary guy walking around, doesn't know what to do, tends to his lawn, plays golf, and wants to commit suicide. He has nothing to do. The average white man works his whole life to do nothing. I don't know how he survives 3 months without committing suicide. What does he do all day long? A lawn, he tends to a lawn, he goes to the golf, he hits the ball in the garage, he goes to the golf, he gets up, he takes care of the lawn, he gets drunk at night. Nothing in his whole life. What's it? And he votes Democrat, no less, on top of it all. What's the new headline now on Drudge? FBI boss says election hack threat serious. Oh, Comey came back to life? Comey came out of the coma after giving us Hillary again when he had her in the crime? FBI boss says election hacks threat serious. So Comey came out of the coma. FBI chief responds to concern over cyber threats to U.S. election system. You know, it's a good thing that I'm not well known in the world. I'd be worried if I were. If I were really well known, if I were well respected in the media, I'd be worried about some of the things I say. But because I'm ignored by Breitbart and Newsmax and all of the other so-called conservative websites, I can say anything because no one writes down what I say. No one even remembers what I say. The only people who hear it are those who are listening to it on the radio, or those who go onto michaelsavage.com, or those who go to my Facebook page. Otherwise, no one hears me at all. It's amazing how you can survive 22 years without Breitbart or Newsmax. It's astounding. I love all these people think they're kingmakers. I don't need them. They don't need me. I mean, it's amazing to figure it out finally at a certain point. You can do it without anybody at the end of the day. If you got a love for what you're doing and you have some talent, you can survive in this world. You really don't need friends in high places, especially when they're all high on other places. What did I mean by that? Let me think about that one. All right, those are the topics that are going around. I just did an opening to the third hour. I should have been tired already, schlepping. Instead, my energy picked up. I don't understand that my energy's coming up instead of going down. I couldn't even sleep last night. I was so excited from the bicycle ride that I got energy from, you know, that's an old story. Mild, though. The zen of exercise is mild, consistent. I don't like the guys running over the Golden Gate Bridge over the age of 50. Heart attack in the making. Heart attack in the waiting. Or the gym rat. Heart attack in the making. Heart attack. There are so many cases of people overdoing exercise. You got to think of an idealized Asian concept of what exercise should be. It's moderation, absolutely. It's 100% true in that regard. But the guy who's running and gagging, he may look good. He ain't making it to 40. He's not making it to 40. I'm sorry. He may look good. He may have abs and this and that. He's not making it to 45 without a blowout. It's like an inner tube in Canarsie in August. That's all. It's gone. The tube blows up and there's no patch for it. Don't kill yourself. What's the point? You want to look like Anthony Weiner? Look at the body that guy has from being a gym rat. Talk about psychosis with the, I can't, it's a family show, but I'm saying, okay, but on top of the fact that he's a deviant and a sexual madman, and his mind is in the sexual sewer, to take a picture like that of himself aroused with a baby next to him and send it to some dirtbag woman, the guy is in great shape. He has nothing to do all day. The wife works with Hillary, and he goes to the gym and then sends sex all around the country. What a job that is. He does nothing. He must be in the gym 20 hours a day and sends sex messages for the other four, and he never sleeps. What a body on this guy. I guarantee he didn't eat what I just ate for lunch. He'd probably die if he ate one meal like I eat for 1 second. But this bum should be in jail for what he did. I don't care about the fact that he was aroused with the jockey shorts. That was sickening unto itself, because any man who does that is a sicko. Even a kid wouldn't. Maybe a kid would do that, 12 years old, and think it's funny. A grown man whose wife works for Hillary Clinton? There, I worked it in. A guy who's shared state secrets that Hillary Clinton leaked and left in his suitcase that he took home, that she took home and he looked at, is now doing a thing like that, taking a picture of himself aroused in bed with his child? That is sick. But, of course, that goes part and parcel with progressive values. This is who they are. He symbolizes. He is now the poster boy for progressives. Don't ever forget that picture of Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's number one aide, aroused in bed with a child next to him in underwear. Don't forget that picture. That is the poster boy picture for the Clinton administration. That's right, my friends. Never forget that. Because you know darn well if a Republican like Trump was seen doing that, what would happen today? Oh, my God. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, what they would be doing today. But they're not doing it today because it's Anthony Weiner, who is the husband of the number one aide to Hillary Clinton, taking a picture of himself aroused in bed in underwear next to his child. I worked it in a third time in about 12 seconds. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Here it comes, it's a shocker. I can't believe what I'm about to read to you. I got to catch my breath. I don't want to faint from this. U.S. News is publishing a headline, "A candidate's death could delay or eliminate the presidential election." I said, are they kidding? Who are they implying might die? Which of the two might die? So now the libs, the progs, are sensing that they may lose the election, and they're laying the legal groundwork for no election at all. Are you telling me we're going to be stuck with the gangster? A candidate's death could delay or eliminate the presidential election. Stephen Nelson, U.S. News. If conspiracy theories become predictive and a candidate dies or drops out before November 8th, the startling alternative is if there's enough time. Small groups of people handpicking a replacement pursuant to obscure party rules. I can't believe it. So the lawyers are now talking about this. So-called prominent law professors have pondered the effects and possible ways to address a late-date vacancy if one of the candidates dies. Then they quote John Nagel, a law prof at the University of Notre Dame, says there's nothing in the Constitution which requires a popular election for the electors serving in the Electoral College, meaning the Electoral College that officially elects presidents could convene without the general public even voting. Oh, my God. It's up to each state legislature to decide how they want to choose the state's electors, Nagel says. So, in other words, why are they even suggesting this? What the heck is this? Can anyone answer this? What am I asking you? I know what they're doing here. I know exactly what they're doing. Then another one. Yale Law School professor Achille Reed Amar. Already, the name already, I got my shackles up. Pardon me, Achille Reed Amar. Is now he's being quoted. Special presidential election being pushed to after January 20th already. Now they got another one. A Muslim now. Law professor. With the Speaker of the House serving as acting president. Are you kidding? This is impossible to believe. Can you believe this is going on in front of your eyes now that Trump is moving ahead? They're talking about someone dying and that they don't even have an election. Oh, my goodness.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282-SAVAGE.
The big issue to the average listener out there is nothing. There is no big issue. The coolers are packed. The cabin is awaiting them. I don't blame them. Who doesn't want to get away from this garbage? Everyone wants to get away from this filth and garbage in this country. What this guy has done, this thing in the White House, has trashed the United States of America. He turned this into a mini South Africa. There's a race war going on. Police are being killed like bowling pins. And all we got to hear about is that they're killing unarmed blacks. Liar, liar, liar. I'm sick of it. Am I the only one who can't take it anymore? You think I don't need a break from all of this nightmare? I do. It's not bad enough that Obama has unleashed thugs in the streets of America, turning us into a mini South Africa, with violence on the rise, with cops being shot, and yet cops are being called the perpetrators of the violence. He's turned the world upside down. Listen to what your president just did last night. He commuted the sentences of another 111 people. Now you say, well, okay, yeah, well, what? He released another 111 more federal inmates Tuesday. In a month, he's nearly doubled the number of commutations granted during his criminal presidency. Did you hear the number? Now, who did he release from prison? Innocent men? Because you're not going to believe. Listen to the liar, what he says. Entire communities have been ravaged where largely men are taken out of these communities. Kids are now growing up without parents. It perpetuates a cycle of poverty and disorder in their lives. It is disproportionately young men of color that are being arrested at higher rates, charged and convicted at higher rates, and imprisoned for longer sentences. So who did he release? Did he release medical students who were arrested because they were on their way to medical school? Amongst those 111 that the criminal gangster released were convicted of drug offenses for trafficking cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and methamphetamine. So he wants to release them back into the community. I guess there's a need for children to have a heroin dealer as a father around. Or if you're a child in an inner city, I guess you need a coke dealer as a father around. That would give family unity here. So this is all another, I mean, it's becoming so frightening what the guy is doing that all I can do is keep telling you the truth. He commuted 111 more sentences. These were not innocent users of drugs. These were and included coke dealers, heroin dealers, dope dealers, and methamphetamine dealers. This is your president. And Colin Paperneck says America is an unjust place for minorities when he makes over $100 million a year. It's like living in a gigantic propaganda windmill that doesn't stop. That's all. What more is there to say? I just said it. So here we are. It's going on all around, right in front of our eyes. All right, so what I'll do for you is I'll read you some other headlines. Here is Bill Clinton, the great defender of minorities, suggesting that the economy of Detroit should be rebuilt, not with blacks. Hold it, African-Americans. All you lovers of Hillary Clinton, hold on, all you African-Americans who love Bill Clinton and hate me and hate Donald Trump. Hold on, African-American listeners. Your guy, Bill Clinton, suggested rebuilding Detroit with not black men, but with Syrian refugees. The top destinations for these Muslim Syrian refugees is Michigan and California. Your bum, illegal, criminal president brought in 10,000 of them against the will of Congress and against the will of the American people. 10,000 of them. And they're going to go, a lot of them, to Detroit, which is a magnet for Arab immigrants. Now, I got to ask you a question. Why would Bill Clinton suggest that they should rebuild Detroit with Syrian refugees as workers instead of out-of-work, unemployed people who live in Detroit? If you think I'm making this up, listen to clip number two. Here is Hillary Clinton's idea for helping minorities in America in clip 02.
Truth is, the big loser in this over the long run is going to be Syria. This is an enormous opportunity for Americans. Detroit has 10,000 empty, structurally sound houses. 10,000. And a lot of jobs to be had repairing those houses. But Detroit just came out of bankruptcy, and the mayor's trying to do an innovative sort of urban homesteading program there. But it just gives you an example of what could be done. And I think any of us who've ever had any personal experience with either Syrian Americans or Syrian refugees think it's a pretty good deal.
That's a very good deal for your friends in the contracting business. That's a very good deal for your friend at Chobani Yogurt, who needs cheap labor. Oh, yeah. It's all about cheap labor. That's all it's about. And, of course, what's ironic here is you're going to hear the chorus line of the so-called conservatives saying, well, don't you believe in the free market? Well, don't you think an employer has the right to cut wages to the lowest possible number? We don't believe in the minimum wage. I used to love hearing conservatives worth millions of dollars arguing against the minimum wage because they never worked for it. I did. I worked for 75 cents an hour, then a dollar an hour, then a dollar and a quarter an hour. I know what the minimum wage is. It's slave wages. And you'd hear these conservatives, these millionaires screaming, oh, we don't believe in a minimum wage. We believe in the free market. Yeah, well, then why aren't you on the side of Zuckerberg, who's bringing in cheap labor from India, if you believe in the free market? What, do you want more H-1B visas or fewer H-1B visas? It's all a crock of garbage. It's this way to the egress. It's whoever can make a quicker buck lying to the American people faster. That seems to be the heap. You know, the heap. Whoever can lie faster and quicker gets to the top of the heap faster. That's all. I don't care whether you define yourself as a liberal or a conservative. It's all about money at the end of the day. It's all about feathering your own nest. So here's the part that bothers me. Minorities think that Clinton is going to be good for them when her own husband said, give the jobs in Detroit to immigrants from Syria. so-called refugees who never should have been brought here to begin with. They should have been forced to stay in their own country in a protected environment to rebuild their own country. Why is he saying they should rebuild Detroit? Aren't there unemployed people in Detroit? Yeah, well, there you go. No comment. No comment from the left. They don't hear it. It's just one giant propaganda show after another. There's a story that got me so sick this morning. I didn't know if I could even put it on my website, but I did. There's a picture of an Asian doctor whose face was beaten almost beyond recognition by blacks in Venice, California. The man was a fine surgeon, is a fine surgeon, and he went to Venice for dinner. He got into his car to go home, and a black woman came pounding on his window screaming, "You hit my bike, you hit my bike, you hit my bike, give me $150. He didn't know what it was about because there was no bike. He's a quiet Asian doctor. He said, wait a minute, what bike? I don't see a bike. All of a sudden, the black guy jumps in the passenger seat and says, "Give her $150. Give her $150. He says, "You don't have to get angry." He says, the guy shows him a gun. He says, "It's okay. You don't have to get violent about this." The guy pistol whips him, where his face is a bloody mess. Can you believe what's going on in this country? It's becoming like South Africa. And I have to ask you, do Asian lives matter? Or they don't have any right to life? Do Asian lives matter? Why are they being targeted now? Why did they do this to this nice Asian doctor, the surgeon? One of the best of the best. What'd they do it to him for? Why? Because they thought he was defenseless and he had money. You could be tomorrow, including your liberals. You could be next. You could be tomorrow. I mean, what in the world has to happen till you realize what this vermin in the White House has done to this country? What has to happen until you come to understand what will happen if that monstrous left-wing hag becomes president? So, yeah, we can talk about Colin Kaepernick. He has a right to do it, but fans also have the right to express themselves by burning his jersey and not going to the game. And advertisers have the right not to advertise on NFL shows or the 49ers. I talked about that yesterday. You know, it should have gotten more play. If it was anyone but me, it would be major news all over the media. You know why? Because they're all affected by it, but they're cowards and they're afraid to touch it. They're cowards and they're afraid to touch it. From Fox News to talk radio. How is it that major advertisers are not ashamed to advertise on the NFL or for the 49ers when you have a slimy man like this, an anti-American slime who affronts all Americans, and yet they will not advertise on talk radio that's considered too conservative or too controversial? Why is that not a story? The kind of blacklisting that's going on in this country right now by the four or five czars of advertising in this country who control everything in this country. You don't know anything about this. Okay, so I said that. Again today, I have to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Now, I don't pronounce his name Colin because that would be dignifying this man. I refer to him as Colin because it refers to a part of the body that more aptly describes what he has become nationally. And I refer to his thick neck as a paper neck because it describes the reduced blood flow, the reduced blood flowing to his brain. And a little bit of me, maybe a big bit of me, is thinking about Labor Day weekend. I mean, it's the end of the summer. And we have this slimy creature, Colin Kaepernick. They're holding him up as a hero for spitting on the American flag. And, of course, the left-wing goons who hate America anyway are holding him up as a hero. San Francisco cops demand apologies from the NFL and the 49ers for Kaepernick's lack of sensitivity. They're 100% right. He put a target on the back of cops by insulting them, this piece of garbage. How dare he say that he's oppressed in the United States of America when this talentless slimeball makes over $100 million a year? Hey, Kaepernick, how much would you make in Zaire? Do you think you'd be respected more in Uganda than you are in America, Kaepernick? Why don't you go try one of those countries that you love so much? You know, the biggest part of this story is the U.S. Marine who lost both his legs in Afghanistan, who said he can't stand for the anthem either, but he did by holding himself up by his hands on his wheelchair. That said it all. The Marine is the hero. Look at this. Look at this country we're living in as a result of this race-baiting hater in the White House. Look what this has come to. Oh, by the way, I have something special for you if anyone's listening. I have no idea. It seems to me the entire country is on vacation or on medication. Something with an IO. Either you're on vacation or medication, but you're like a dead sign. It's like the sound of silence coming back at me. No one's interested in anything right now. Nothing. They don't care. If half the country burned, they wouldn't care. As long as their tire didn't get burned. It's like riding on a highway, seeing people being pistol whipped, cars set on fire, people being beaten up, and you keep going. That's what's going on in this country under this thing in the White House. I have something special for you. You know, Trump has been on my show since 2011, earlier than anyone else in radio, so far as I know. Correct me if I am mistaken. I had him on in 2011, before he was even running. And what I did for you, I did something very special for you. I'm not running it today. Don't worry about it. I have a special 2011 Trump interview with me, Michael Savage, and you can get it for free and hear how specific Trump is on the issues, despite media lies. You can get it for nothing. It's a bonus MP3 free of charge. All you got to do is simply pre-order Scorched Earth at Amazon.com or your favorite store and email the receipt to ScorchedEarthBook@gmail.com. And you'll get this bonus MP3 interview with Donald Trump for free. Doesn't cost you anything. You're going to order the book anyway. I want you to pre-order the book. It's jumped up to number 3 in politics now, 2 weeks out. I need to make it number 1, and I want to do it to make a statement that we're all not rolling over for the gang ruining America. I want to make a statement that we're not rolling over to the gangster regime running America. Do you understand what I'm saying? The book is very clear. It's inflammatory. Its title is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. I could not be more clear if my name was Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, now here is the best closing to the show you could imagine. You're not going to believe this. Hello, everyone. You still there or you left already? Okay, you know the whole story about the football player Colin Kaepernick, right? And you know his mother ditched him when he was a kid. She was 19 years old. The father, she didn't even know the father. He didn't know the father. Listen to this story. Colin Kaepernick's birth mom ironically shames him on Twitter. Can you believe this story? Colin Kaepernick is sitting alone without even the company or support of the woman who gave birth to him. Heidi Russo, the birth mother of the 49ers quarterback, who has been refusing to stand for the national anthem, told Kaepernick on Twitter that he's bringing shame to the family and the country. She tweets, "There's ways to make change without disrespecting and bringing shame to the very country and family who afforded you so many blessings." God bless his mother. Kaepernick's mother, Russo, who gave birth at 19 and destitute at the time, placed him up for adoption, was loud in her disapproval, telling Kaepernick, whose biological father is black, "There are better ways to protest what he identifies as oppression of black people and minorities in the United States." That's a bunch of garbage. $100 million a year is oppressed. I just love this. It's like Jesse High Jackson made a lifetime of it. Mr. Oppression, Jesse Jackson. Another oppression. What's the other one there? Freddie's Fashion Mart. What's his name? With the jumpsuits that lost 80 pounds and suddenly became a fashionista. I forget his name, Al Sharpton, another one, a real oppressed minority. Another one came from a middle-class home, made believe he was down with the people. Marched around, screamed, yelled, had people burned alive while he's screaming through the megaphone there up in Harlem. Where does this come from, this stupidity? Did they think anyone believes this crap? All right, so she took shots at many. Well, the whole point is this. The boy, the son rather, Kaepernick, has not responded to his mother on Twitter. Kaepernick has gone silent when the world learned of what he did to the national anthem. But listen to this. There is no relationship between him and his birth mother. Kaepernick is such a lout that for years he said he had no interest in meeting his own mother, even as she reached out repeatedly. Can you believe this? In 2013, ESPN chronicled Russo's search for a reunion with the lout son who turned into a multimillionaire NFL quarterback. As you know, Kaepernick was adopted by a Wisconsin couple who already had two kids. Asked by ESPN whether he was curious about meeting his birth parents, he said no. He said, "It's not really a respect thing," Kaepernick said at the time. "It's just my adopted family is my family, that's it. I don't believe that. It's about money." He's just afraid, if he says hello to his mom, right? She's allowed me to hit him up for a few bucks. What, it would kill him to give her some money? And he makes $100 million a year, he can't throw her a few thousand a month? That would kill him? It just shows you the low nature of this personality. He disrespects his mother, disrespects the flag, disrespects the nation. What do you expect? Well, okay, I made my point. I've had a good day. That's the story. It's the Savage Nation. Hope you're here tomorrow. God bless America, and that's it.